So, a Kids Day annual mass street buka taking place 13th of March in the Buka, starting at around 6 to about 9:15 on the corner of Whale and Rose Streets. We also know that the last Friday of Ramadan is dedicated to Al-Quds Day. So people will be marching immediately after Jumu'ah from Herengracht all the way through to Parliament. And then gradually many of those people would be heading up to the Buka. So let's get some more info online. Mr. Usman Shahbuddin, member of the Buka Palestinian Committee. Mr. Shahbuddin, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
I managed to actually attend this one, not last year, I think it was the year before. And we, what I saw was many of the people who had come for the Al-Quds Day march in the CBD gradually just made their way afterwards from the march up to the Buka in preparation for the mass Buka.
Absolutely. We actually encourage that. And we make sure that when they do break their fast, there's something quite healthy to break a fast with. So it's a matter, we know they can't go home, so they come straight to us. So there will be some type of refreshments that they can break their fast with, and there definitely will be enough water to break their fast with.
Now, Mr. Shahbuddin, I know we spoke a couple of weeks ago to a couple of members in the Buka, and that was the first Friday of Ramadan, and there was also a mass street iftar and buka in the Buka. This one, similar, probably going to be a lot bigger, I presume, but it also has this intrinsic concern for Palestine that is tied to Al-Quds Day coming up this Friday.
Absolutely, you're quite correct. The first one was also born out of protest for our heritage and protest for Buka, anti-gentrification and things like that. The second one has always been a Palestinian protest, but it's also born out of protest. The protest for Palestine from Buka has never been anything strange. Now we've been protesting for 2 years, just after 2023, where after October the 7th, we started to protest against what was happening in Gaza. We never stopped every Friday up till now. And I think before that, we always used to protest. And that is why we honor the Anwar Nagias that was part of us, and Maulana Ihsan Hendricks that is also part of us. And that is why we say we will keep on what we are doing until Palestine is free, inshallah.
Inshallah, Ameen. Now, Mr. Shahbuddin, last year, what was that experience like, the year before? Because that's what I've experienced. The majority of the people attending the Al-Quds Day march, once they had concluded the march, we saw literally this mass movement from the CBD up to the Buka. What were those experiences like last year and the year before? And then that gives us an indication as to what to expect for this coming Fridays.
I think we're encouraging more people to come forth. I think a lot have changed in the world. In the world today, we see a Trump that is draconian, he's a terrorist, he adhere to no international law. And the victims of it is mostly Muslim. And what we are seeing today is complete madness. And it's events like these that we are hosting on Friday. It's not about Palestine alone. Mm. It's about the whole of the Ummah saying, no, we won't. We will resist. And I think we need to put our money where our mouth is by saying no. And that is much more important than any other Friday that we ever came before, because things have changed. And we are under threat, and our brothers and sisters need our support, and we need to give it. And this is one of the events that we can clearly say we can.
So as we wrap, Mr. Shahbuddin, maybe give us the details, times, etc.
The poster makes it quite clear there, but 6:30, it's fine. You bring your own salam mat. Unfortunately, we don't have ablution facilities, but we, if we really need, you can ask one of the people at the houses if you can. And the mosque is also open at that particular times, so you can make ablution there too. There's a lot takes place in the road, so you can bring your own musla with, but we also provide some type of thing that we do throw on the in the street. And we would encourage people to bring as much as they want to so that they can share with everybody, because we're getting people from Guguletu, from as far as Wellington, Paarl, and everywhere else to come and join us. So it will be quite an event in itself. And to be part of it will be historical. So I encourage everybody to come.
Mr. Usman Shahbudin, member of the Buka Palestine Committee, it's a massive Kud's Day.